NutrientsDirect.com.au for supplements that deliver.
Big Sauce, you'll need to kick it from 55. The angle won't be an issue. It's going to be all about the accuracy. It's not a bad look to kick off the boot. He's got the distance. Oh, what about this?
Well, that's why, Howie.
Big Merritt.
One of big our favourites has been, I think, Bill, right from the start, Daniel Merritt. A big bastard. He goes nice and hard at the footy. The heart and soul of the Brisbane Lions, Big Sauce. And I think this is a first down in the Rush Hour Studios. Hello, Sauce.
Afternoon, boys.
How are you, Daniel?
This is a rare treat for
very
us.
Very rare, very rare. I think the boys up in Brizzy have helped me out here, the Triple M boys. So it's an honour to be with you boys.
Honour to have you. And brilliant. You're down here for the MVP tonight?
MVP awards tonight, you know. I'm in attendance with a beautiful wife. And but they didn't get me along for my football skills, boys.
No, we gathered that.
Yeah.
Easy, Bill.
Hey, it's not an easy job to come back.
You got a driver's bone on, by the way.
Yeah, I do. Well, not used to this weather, boy. You boys have got T-shirts on. Mate. I'm wearing three layers.
Mate, look at he absolutely is.
He's got a driver's bone on. So what are you there for tonight then?
Boys, I'm there to DJ, to get the party started.
Are you a fanny cam DJ?
I'm not.
No, you're not.
But I don't know. So I had a mate's bar that I was just playing a bit of music at. I love my music.
In
boys.
Brisbane?
In Brisbane. Yeah. And then I think Champs, the Triple M call, he got a whiff of it.
He didn't sing, did he?
Jeez. It's hard not to, isn't it? And then, he just ran with the DJ Sauce. And now words got around and they're calling out for me. So.
Fantastic. So do you freestyle Sauce or is it just pretty straight?
Just pretty. Get the iPod, press play, and then that's how I roll. So no scratching or anything. I'm not that advanced, boys. Yeah. I don't put that much time into it.
But and what about between tracks? Are you get on the mic and
hopefully there'll be a mic there. Give a few shout outs.
Nice.
You know, get Brownie's actually hosting tonight.
Jono
Brownie's everywhere. He's like arthritis in every joint. So
arthritis. That's not bad.
So I'm sure to steal the mic off him.
Is he hosting?
He's hosting.
Well, he needs to speed up a bit.
Well, he just have someone straight with him.
Yeah, exactly.
So they could sort of work off each other.
That's
what he'd be doing. Hey, what sort of music do you roll with as a rule source?
I love my rock boys. Yep. That's why I'm with the Triple M crew. But, you know, I'm a crowd pleaser. So I usually just look out, see what the crowd's doing. If a few oldies, I'll throw some Cold Chisel.
You would.
But a few youngies, I'll probably throw a bit of Tame Impala. They're a good Aussie band at the moment.
Well, we're about to hear. I think you might be trying to some of that shortly.
Exactly. How did you not win the best and fairest at Brisbane this year?
I know. I was stiff. I only played 9 games, but I wasn't far behind.
What about that 4 winners? What's going on there, Sauce? 4 winners.
What do you reckon, boys?
Oh, that's not everyone. Right.
I don't know.
Zorko, Beams, Stephen Martin and Mitch Robinson, all on 130 votes.
Beams after 16 games on 130. So it was a mile. It was about... Yep. He was 100 ahead, I reckon. But then the other boys roped him in, and no one could believe it.
And then Chris O was only 2 away.
2 away. So I reckon he's pretty stiff. So he hasn't got an award, but surely he comes second. I don't know.
Fifth.
Yeah, he comes fifth.
And that is true.
It is.
Hey, was it a big night?
Yeah, it was. Like, it was pretty. When you're not winning a lot of games, I was skimming through the votes pretty quick, and there wasn't too many highlights. But, it was good for someone like Mitch Robbo. He took out player's player and most courageous. So it was a bit of a slow night to start with, but, it finished with a bang with 4 winners.
And I'm just reading here, Jimmy's been you are the Queensland ambassador for Queensland Week.
Yes, that's right.
You didn't go to one event.
Stitch up.
You haven't been to one event, they say here.
No.
You're proud Queenslander looking forward to getting involved in Queensland Week, celebrating many achievements, places and people, and you didn't go to one.
My time's precious, boys. I was injured at the time and, my rehab, just the hours you're doing rehab these days, boys.
The ambassador didn't go to one event. Would have got... You couldn't have got paid. You couldn't put the hand
in. No, voluntary. And saying that, I should post it. I got a letter from the Premier. They want me back. Australia Day next year. They want me back.
Big Sauce.
Ambassador lives on.
All right, so you're doing the MVP disc jockey tonight, which we can't wait for. So just to give everyone who's going along to that event a taste, what have we got here, Dangerous?
We've got Tame Impala.
The song that you requested. So throw to it in typical Triple M style here, Sauce.
All right. We got DJ Sauce on the mic. Triple M boys. One of Australia's best bands, Tame Impala with Elephant.
Oh, nice.
in a minute.
It is the Rush Hour. Thanks to nutrientsdirect.com.au for supplements that deliver. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless and Daniel Merritt's with us as well.
Yeah, great treat, of course, having Big Sauce down here, one of our all-time favourites on Triple M. You went forward a bit this year and last year, Sauce, which I loved because you brought an agricultural style to the forward play.
Thanks, boys.
Just ran hard at it, but then turn around and you're kicking for goal. Actually, it was bloody good.
Well, you were a forward. You were recruited as a forward.
I was. I wasn't a very good forward when I got recruited, but obviously made my game down back. But, yeah, I think it was Vossi's call a couple of years ago. Yep. Pushed me up forward. I wasn't really wrapped because I really wanted to hold down that fullback position, but I don't know. Once I got up forward, it's what the team needed. And I'm a team player, boys, so, you know. But, yeah, I think that's what we're lacking a little bit at the moment. Just we need a mature body up forward. We've got some good young forwards, Jono Freeman and Dan McStay, but we just need, that's why John O'Brien was so good for so long, because he took the number one backman and it just
held it together, didn't he?
Yeah, held it all
together. Who's the other good kid? Good mark.
Harris Andrews?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes all right.
Mate, he's
he?
A jet.
He is.
I love him. Mm. I love him. He's going to be a 10-year player for our club easy, and he's so tall. Like
And can mark.
And can mark. Mm. You know, like I almost get stuck under it, but it suits him when he gets stuck under it because he's so tall. Yeah, he's got these massive arms. But when we drafted a centre half back at 200 centimetres tall, I thought, good luck, 200 centimetres. But he's just that Dustin Fletcher mould, isn't he?
All right, so of all the blokes, because as you say, you've had 180 games now, stuck most of the time back on the big gorillas, who's the one you've had the most trouble with?
I think... Big Baz always troubled our club for a long time.
Barry Hall.
I think early days, even like Mal Michael Leper, like him, we all struggled with him. And then I ended up coming on him and he was a very, very angry man. So I was young at the time, I was so intimidated. Yep. So intimidated.
Easy to be with Baz.
Yeah.
You punch on? Because you're a fiery redhead.
I tried to fire, but no shots were fired, all from Baz's way on my chin, but none back. And then, Bud's like, he's a freak, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. He is. So they're my top two. And the ones coming through, Jesse Hogan, absolute star. I played on him earlier this year and I had nothing. So he's got it all worked out.
He's a stronger than you look arrangement too.
Yeah, isn't he? And he can run and he's quick and he's got it all. So I reckon... You'll be an absolute star.
Oh, you're in the 200 club, which is great news.
Yeah, I was wrapped. I got the letter the other week. Mm. I had 180 plus 20 preseason games.
Saw that,
sensational.
Good effort, mate. Well done. And the other good news, because there's not a lot, unfortunately, up there at Brisbane. Everyone seems to want to go. But Craig Lambert back at Brisbane will be very, very good for you.
Very, very good. I think it's a great appointment. Leopard puts people around him now that he trusts and supports him. And I think Craig's going to bring that to the club, and he's already started last week. And I know he's trying to keep a few guys that want to leave, Jack Redden and James Ashe, and those type of guys. So he's doing his best to keep those boys because they're very vitally important for us. Mm-hmm. But it's just the culture as well. I know he's organised with a few of the big guys up in Brisbane to organise a few parties at the whole family to fly everyone around from Australia to come to a big gathering. So he's got that support from the big guys in Brisbane and just little things like that that's going to help keep players.
Leper, you play with him?
I did play with Leper,
So how does that go when you play with someone and then they coach you?
Yeah, I had it with Vossi as well, but I think I was first, second year when those boys were senior, so I looked up to them anyway. So they were my mentors as a young player, so I was never really that tight and that close a mate. So from that transition, I still look up to them, and they're still mentors. So, wasn't that hard of a transition for me personally?
Has he been at times too hard on him, Sauce? You reckon? Because the male we hear down here, we're so far away.
Yeah.
Is that he's a pretty hard taskmaster?
Yeah, yeah. I think he you can tell by the rage cage in the coach's box. Yeah, he's he gets pretty unhappy sometimes, and I just think I've seen the transition of the generation where. Yeah, just guys don't take feedback as well these days.
No, don't, mate. Mm. Not like our day.
No, exactly, Bill.
Well, they yell at you. Oh, Malcolm Blight. Mate, you'd fair dinkum, you give up then and there, wouldn't you? But that was didn't hurt us, did it?
No, you just move on. But, it's just different generations. So you've just got to adjust. And I think with Craig Lambert coming in, that he'll help that.
That'll help that, yeah.
What about Tom Rockcliffe as captain? Because, again, we're a long way from, you know, under the tent down up there in Brisbane, and you hear all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Great player.
Great player.
Great player. What about his captaincy?
Tough year for Tom.
Yeah.
Very tough. Like, I don't think it'd be tough year for anyone. If Brownie was in charge.
Yeah, that's right.
Just that transition. So I'd say it was a really hard year for him.
Yep.
And, like, Tom did the best he could. Mm-hmm. But under a lot of pressure, because when a lot of players are unhappy, saying, oh, like, we're unhappy with how it's all going, and then the coaches are saying the same about the players, it's like he's stuck in the middle. Mm. And for a first-year captain, very, very tough. Mm. But I think he's handled himself all right.
Yeah.
When you used to do intra-club back when Brownie was flying, how'd you go, Big Saucy?
Stay out of his way. Because he never takes it easy. No. That's his thing. Big John, trained the house down, never took it easy. I remember it was myself, Big Matty, Big Goose McGuire.
Goose.
And Jolly Patful. And we used to just look at each other going, I'm not taking him. You take him. I'm not taking him. So we'd always be musical chairs when he was playing.
Great man, Goose.
The Goose.
Yeah, great man. Yeah, inspirational, mate. Yep. What he went through. Oh. And you should see the way he prepared himself. Mm. If anyone else had his body, they would have given up years ago. Yep. So
he's like Staker?
Yeah.
He was playing the last game and did his hammy before the game, did he?
Stiff.
Oh, mate, he couldn't get himself right. He's actually picked for the last game.
Yeah.
And did his hammy what? Pre
in the warm-up.
Oh.
He was shattered.
He didn't even, just got dressed in the tracksuit.
Yeah. He left it on. He left the training gear on.
Just left it on.
Left it on, went and sat in the stands.
Oh,
man. Yeah, just shattered.
He couldn't get going. He couldn't get going either.
Some guys, you know, your body, you're just unlucky.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill's pulled out some stuff that he wants you to play to your next one.
Have you heard all this, Jimmy boy here, the Triple M?
I've not heard it.
Stick around. That's next on the Rush Hour.
Melbourne's Triple M, thanks to Thirsty Camel. It is the Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and Daniel Merritt is with us too.
Big Sauce has stuck around. We love it, of course. House DJ for tonight's Players Association MVP Awards. Before you get that commentary bit you've dug out, Bill Gunn, I want to ask Big Sauce about the games this weekend. We've got, firstly, the Hawks and Adelaide Friday night. Who wins that?
I'd love to see Adelaide win. I just love the fairy tale. I love the way they're going about. They absolutely smashed us in round 22, and I think they can do it.
And the other game, North Melbourne travel up to Sydney.
Oh, I don't know. I want to write off Sydney, but it's hard to, isn't it? Yeah.
No, but you boys have always had a significant rivalry with the Swans, haven't you? You don't like each other.
Nah, don't. The Queensland, New South Wales rivalry, so I'm going to go North.
Good boy.
Are you related to Roger Merritt?
No, I'm not.
No.
No. It's spelled the same.
Yeah.
I saw Roger the other night at a medal count.
Speaking of tough bastards.
I know.
It was extraordinary.
Big Sauce, have a listen to this, because Jim, we love his commentary. Push-up King's gone, and he was all over Tex Walker yesterday. Mm. But he's loved you for a while, too.
Right from the start.
Big
Much
Sauce.
Appreciated.
Have a listen to this, my friend.
A little careful one to Alistair Smith, still at halfback. Sauce! The Sauce again.
Look at his one.
He's taking hangers now.
The Big Sauce, how many spoils has he had tonight again?
19 spoils for Carlton Draft.
That is a world record.
Is it?
The previous best was Dylan Grimes with 15.
He looks for the tip rat half body picked up by Reece Stanley.
Look at him. Looking for the goal kicking superstar. Sauce! Look at Sauce! Watch run around Sauce! And he bends a throw! Sauce! What a superstar!
Goal kicking superstar. Jim.
I love that.
When you went forward, this is it. Yeah, suddenly the team got ignited, Sauce.
I know. It's a bit better than a few spoils, isn't it? So maybe that's where I should finish my career.
How many years left?
I'm contracted next year, and I think I'll wait up then. But
that'll get you to 200 plus, or 200 anyway, 200, but 200 AFL games, which would be a bloody good achievement.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
All right, have a great night tonight. Yeah. Enjoy the DJing.
You got the dough.
Yeah, got
look after the dough.
Yeah, I will. So, not away from the little one. Ooh. So, watch out.
You might not even get to the bloody thing tonight, Sauce.
Might be a little before.
Fingers crossed.